and like drop everything. Okay, here we go. We're back here on the Extra Point on 1410 KGRN. Big high school football game tomorrow night. Eight-man football all the way up in Jackson Junction, just south of Decorah. I'll be making the trek up there. Eight-man football quarterfinal round matchup between HLV and Turkey Valley. The winner goes to the Dome. And joining us now is a key player for that HLV football team. Senior Caden Fontenelle joins us here on 1410 KGRN. Caden, it's I'm sure you're looking forward to this. How are you feeling about your team heading into a big matchup tomorrow night?
We feel pretty good, Chris. I think we're starting to fire on all cylinders and work really well as a team, which we knew we had to do going into the playoffs if we wanted to make a run.
Well, an 8-2 record and the only two losses to Springville and to Montezuma. You've had the last three games at home. Your two losses have been on the road. What is it different about going on the road, and especially for a big ball game here against a very good Turkey Valley team?
I think now that we're in the playoffs, I just think that everybody's more pumped up. We're like, this is one game away from the Dome. This is the big show. So if we can get fired up, and I think we'll be more fired up on this road game than we were against Springville and against Montezuma.
Yeah. You know, the funny thing is when you look at your football team, there's not, you know, you look at the stats, you look at maybe the film, you watch your, there's nothing really flashy about you, about your team. I mean, you don't have really one superstar on this team. I don't think anybody acts like a superstar here, but it just, I mean, you guys just get the job done. I mean, is that fair when I describe what your football team's all about?
Yeah, I totally agree. Kevin and Jordan and Joe, they always preach, do the little things. That's what we focus on. We focus on blocking and tackling and taking care of the ball, not causing turnovers, but not giving up turnovers.
Yeah. So take me to last week's game against Midland. How can you describe that final play?
It was crazy. I came off the line and I looked back and I saw Marcus was spinning around in circles with a guy hanging over him, and then I saw him throw the ball up in the air. And I'm like, wow, he actually just threw that. And the only thing I was thinking was just catch the ball. Because if I knew that if I caught it, we'd be in field goal range if I didn't get in the end zone. And I know Caleb would have made the field goal, but it just happened to be that I was standing right inside the end zone and it just dropped right in my hands.
And, I mean, you've only had three catches all year long, all of them for touchdowns. And, of course, that's the one that matters the most because it was the game-winning play. I mean, what's that feeling like to make a play like that?
It was crazy. It didn't really sink in until a couple hours after the game. I was going home, and I'm like, wow, we actually just won that game. Let's go. We're going on to the next round.
What was that football game like? I mean, you win it 28-22. That's like a pitcher's duel for eight-man football.
Yeah.
The way things have been going this year, I mean, it's dominated by offense. We've seen teams score 90 or whatever in ball games. But what was that game like from start to finish, just to be a part of that?
It was awesome. The team played really well. The first quarter, we went out and we tell ourselves win each quarter. So we went out, we did what we had to do in the first quarter, we won the first quarter, and then we kind of relaxed and slowed down in the second quarter, and then halftime we knew we had to pick it up. And the third quarter was kind of a stalemate, nobody really did anything. And then the fourth quarter we did what we had to do to win the ball game. And Ethan making the two interceptions that he did were huge. We needed that. Then we ended up scoring on the one of them.
So that was big. So the big interception by Kupka set up that touchdown. Who scored the touchdown then after that?
What did you say?
After the second interception, what did that set up there?
Yeah, it was scored Ethan. Marcus threw a – Carson got hurt. He ended up getting hurt on his elbow. And Marcus came in, and a couple plays later, we marched down the field, and Marcus threw a perfect ball to Ethan and set him up for a score. And then we stopped him on fourth down and scored again for the win.
Wow. I mean, that's a lot of pressure when your quarterback goes down, and then Marcus has to go from from tailback to quarterback, and now suddenly he's out of position. Everybody's out of position. And yet you're still able to win.
Yeah, it was – Marcus didn't even know he was going into quarterback. He came over to the sideline. Kevin's like, Marcus, you have to play quarterback. Carson, he's got a cut on his arm. He can't go back in. And Marcus stepped up, threw two perfect passes to me and Ethan, and we got the job done.
Absolutely amazing. We're talking Caton Fonnell of HLV with us here on 1410 KGRN. That's like backroom, backyard football. It's something you did when you were like 10, 11, 12 years old or something like that. But this is the high school football playoffs. But sometimes when there's an injury, you just got to improvise. And that's the stuff of legends right there, man.
Yeah, it was something I'll remember for the rest of my life, that's for sure.
Absolutely a crazy type of football game. Last year I made a lot of stuff about Garrett Sims for Iowa Valley. He decided he could have played tailback last year, but he talked to his coach and he gave up that position, felt like that the team was better served with him on the offensive line. And obviously took one for the team, could have accumulated a lot of stats. I think you're the same way this year. I mean, you went to Kevin Smith, your head coach, and, you could have played maybe tailback. Maybe that was the spot that had for you. But what was that conversation like and how that went for you to instead of playing back, you're suddenly playing offensive line and for this football team?
We just were talking, I think, lifting one day before the season, and he's like, we're gonna have to find a guard. And I'm like, I've never done it, but if it's gonna help the team, I'll do it. And I guess it worked out for the best. And then Garrett Westerdale came back and I went back to tight end, and we've just been rolling ever since.
So Westerdale's now got the guard spot, and you've been playing tight end?
Yep, I went back to a tight end like I was last year.
But still, you don't get that many opportunities at tight end. I mean, you're kind of like an extra blocker out there.
Yeah, we like to get the job done on the ground, not through the air. But when we need to do it through the air, we get it done.
Yeah. Tell me about Carson Cheney at quarterback, Marcus Kolsar, who's been your leading rusher. Combined, they're close to about like 2,000 yards. Close, I think it was about 1,900 or whatever it is. And what have they done well to run that offense this year?
Carson he didn't play very much the 3 years, and then senior year, he knew it was his time to shine. He stepped up. He's running the offense. He'll call plays out there. He does what he has to do. He's the captain, and we just listen and do whatever he says. And then when Marcus gets the ball, he's tough to bring down. Going against him in practice, if you don't wrap his legs up or get a good wrap on him, he'll run you over. So he does a really good job in the backfield too.
Right. And then on defense, how do you see your role there on the defensive side?
We got me and Cody at D tackles, and he's a little more bigger and physical, and he's a stud. He's huge. He flies through the line, gets tackles, gets sacks, and so usually I just try to get double teamed, and then it keeps him free to make tackles, or he'll try to get double teamed and I'm free to make tackles. And if we both get blocked, then we have Bo and Marcus and Carson and Ethan at D-backs, we know they're going to fill a hole and stop the run for us.
And it just kind of works. I mean, you guys have been successful so much in baseball. And now that success, I mean, and you've been successful every year pretty much in football. I mean, it's kind of fun how it kind of goes from season to season, and it's pretty much the same guys, isn't it?
Yeah, I think team chemistry is probably one of the best. We just play every sport together. We have fun together, and we like to win together. And it boils down to successful seasons in each sport.
From a football standpoint, how motivated were you in this sport, especially coming off of last year when you knew that you guys probably deserved a playoff spot but didn't get one after losing that last regular season game to Iowa Valley?
Yeah, we just didn't want that feeling again, that lump in your throat, not knowing what was going to happen, and then waking up the next morning and seeing that you didn't make the playoffs. It just wasn't a good feeling. So we did what we had to do to not have that feeling again. We made the playoffs.
Yes, you certainly did. Caton Fontenelle with us here from HLV. And, of course, the big game with Turkey Valley tomorrow night. We'll have coverage on our sister station, Energy 106.7 FM. Tell me what you know about this Turkey Valley Trojan team.
They're a very solid team. We watched film on them last night. They do the little things right. They don't get a lot of penalties. They block, they tackle, they take care of the ball. And that's what you have to do to be a good team.
They look like they want to run the football more than they pass, but they can probably throw it too. Again, they're kind of like you. They're not really flashy. They probably just take advantage of other teams' mistakes. Was there anything that really, you know, any one player, anything that stood out for you?
I think if we can stop their run, I think it'll be a good night. But until we do that and make them beat us with through the air, I think we just have to stop the run.
What do you when you look at film and you're preparing for defense, or are you looking anything at their offensive line? Are you looking anything for anything specific?
We just look for keys, look for pulls, look for little tendencies that they do, and go from there.
Well, they've obviously done something right. They're 10-0, but you guys are tough, and it just seems like does it seem like a win like that, a last second win over Midland, that it kind of is, you got a little fire in your belly, even maybe more so than, I mean, you had it before, but it seems like it's burning brighter right now.
Yeah, we're ready to go. We're ready to get out there on Friday. I think everybody's hungry. I think they realize what's at stake and what we could do, and I think everybody's just going to come together, and it should be a good game on Friday.
Well, I will be there, and we will have coverage again on our sister station, Energy 106.7 FM. It'll also be online at myiowainfo.com, audio streamed on the iHeartRadio app. Big eight-man football game. Winner goes to the Dome. Caden, really looking forward to seeing this game tomorrow night. Best of luck. I'll be there rooting for you, and thanks so much.
Thank you, Chris.
Caden Fontenelle, senior for HLV football, joins us here on The Extra Point on 1410 KGRN.